Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bridgestone Arena today on this Tuesday. Vanderbilt takes on Ball State coming up this weekend on Weston. We say hello to our buddy Kevin Ingram, who is on the line with us. Kevin, I have to start with this. Are there goalposts on the field at First Bank Stadium?
Yes, I can confirm there are goalposts. In fact, I think they replaced both of them, actually, not just the one they tore down, because they had a set of backup goalposts, and so they swapped them out and should be good to go for Saturday.
Are these the kind that lay down so in case, you know, when Vanderbilt beats Texas in a couple weeks, they can preserve these?
I don't think so. I'd have to go check that. But, yeah, you see some places that have the ones that do fold down. I know Clemson is one of those places. When the game's over, they fold them down, and then at Clemson, everybody goes on the field after every game. But, yeah, I don't think the ones at Vanderbilt are the collapsible kind. So we'll keep an eye on that developing situation.
Something to watch out for sure. So let's talk about this team. Obviously, everybody is going to gravitate towards Diego Pavia. I love watching this kid play. I mean, the tenacity that he brings, you know, he got banged up the other night, came running back in, and you could tell he was feeling it, but was able to help lead the Commodores to victory against Kentucky. What's it been like to be around him?
Oh, he's a lot of fun, and the team definitely feeds off his energy and his toughness and all those things that he's brought transferring in from New Mexico State. Yeah, we were keeping an eye on him the other night. It looked like he hurt his ankle and just wasn't moving around very well. And at one point, he went in the tent to get some medical attention. And one of the funny moments in the game is Jerry Kill, Vanderbilt's assistant coach, came over and opened up the flap and just stuck his head in there. It's like, hey, what's going on? Are you going to be able to come back out pretty soon? And it wasn't a couple minutes later that Pavi was back out and had his chin strap buckled and ready to go. And it's hard to keep him out of a game very long. I talked to him a little bit after the game was over for our post-game show, and he's like, yeah, I wasn't moving around my best, and I think he was a little disappointed that he threw an interception, which you make it six games into the season without throwing a pick. That's pretty darn good, I think. And he really had a good night overall, led the offense. They did what they needed to do. He accounted for close to 200 yards when you combine rushing and passing, and passed for a couple touchdowns. So, yeah, Diego has just been such a huge addition to this program in every phase, in leadership and all the different things that you would expect out of your starting quarterback.
Kevin, I know this is not about you, but how much fun is this, being part of the radio crew? And you're around these guys every day, and you've been around this program for a long time. You've been in Nashville for a long time. You know what this football team has been through throughout their history. How much fun is watching all this from the sidelines?
Yeah, Joe, it's been a lot of fun. It's been really neat. And yeah, this is my 16th year of doing sidelines and working on the radio broadcast. And I've worked with Vanderbilt and various things for over 20 years. And yeah, to see really more happy for everybody else. I just enjoy watching guys that put in such a huge amount of work, men and women on this Vanderbilt staff and everybody involved, just getting the payoff of these wins and the fun times and all the attention and the national attention that you've seen this program receive over the last couple of weeks. It's been really cool. And Clark Lee is such an easy guy to root for. I'm old enough to have worked the games when he was playing at Vanderbilt as a fullback back in the day. So it's fun to see him back and at a place that's so special to him. None of this means more to anyone than it does to Clark Lee. And to see that part is really cool as well. But yeah, it's fun. And gosh, you've seen tons and tons of games over the years, and you know, some have went well and some have been disappointing and heartbreaking, but these last couple weeks especially have been a lot of fun.
I think a lot of us are still recovering from Woody Woodenhofer's fake punt on the own 10-yard line versus Georgia in 2001. That still hurts me to the core.
Yeah, there have been a lot of moments, a lot of crazy stuff. And yeah, the days of Woody ball, it's interesting to think about those times back in the late 90s.
They were a lot of fun. You know, you didn't get to see this, Kevin, because you're on the sideline, but you talk about Clark Lee. The guys after the game coming up to him and hugging him after the game, and his just pure love for those kids is palpable. I could feel it through the TV, Kevin, and it is a wonderful thing to watch him right now being so happy for his players.
Yeah, it really is. And I usually get the first interview when the game is over, unless they do something on the field like they did the other night. But get a chance to talk to him where the emotion's still really raw after the game. And obviously after these two big wins, the Alabama game was unbelievable. He comes in there with a game ball, and you can tell he was really feeling the emotions of the moment. And for him, one of the things I thought was neat after the Alabama game, he said, yeah, when we got to that last kneel down and you're running out the clock, he said, I wish I could just hit pause in that moment and enjoy it a little longer than what you're going to get to before, you know, chaos ensued and everybody ran on the field and the celebration was on. He said, I wish I could just pause it and watch all this for a little bit longer. And the other night, again, you know, after the Kentucky game, I think there was a good feeling that the team came in and took care of business and really had a good week of practice, especially with all the things that were going on after the Alabama game. It's a good problem to have that kind of attention on your program, but Vanderbilt's guys and everybody navigated it really well, whether it was Coach Lee or Diego or the other players that did interviews and things. There were some folks from game day that were out of practice last week, and it's all the things that were going on. They put all that aside and got ready for the game, and it really came out and played well in a game in Lexington.
We're talking to Kevin Ingram, talking some Vanderbilt with him. I think there's something that, you know, you mentioned his name earlier, but Jerry Kill coming in as a consultant and offensive advisor, obviously he knows Tim Beck, he knows Diego Pavia. How big of a difference has he made having him here just for Clark Lee, just to have a guy that's done it, been a head coach that he can lean on?
Yeah, Chase, I think it's really been big. And Jerry's relationship with Diego is really important, too. We were jokingly calling him the Diego Pavia whisperer, that he seems to he and Tim Beck sort of know the right buttons to push or the, you know, things to say or things that, you know, help him stay on course to be successful during games. But I think Jerry, just overall, his experience, his intensity, you see those during the games and also during practice. You go out there and just I'm sure a good sounding board for Coach Lee, who's slid over and become the defensive coordinator in addition to the head coach this year. But you think about all the places Jerry Kill has been and all the success he's had in various places. That is gigantic, especially the experience of having coached in a power conference. He's been in Minnesota. He's been all sorts of places. But, yeah, he's really been a huge addition to the coaching staff.
And then I think another thing that I've really noticed is with Clark basically being the defensive coordinator and calling the defense again, do you feel like that has really helped things, maybe even him as a head coach, of kind of having that familiarity of being able to, you know, to call the defensive side of the ball, something that he did so well for so long? I feel like that's made a big difference too.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. He just loves it. I mean, he loves coaching
right.
defense and calling defense and being hands-on with the players and working with them more closely. And in talking to quite a few of the guys that are on that side of the football, they like it too, having that contact point with Clark to where, you know, he's so involved with what they're doing. And, you know, if you have the speaker in your helmet, you're hearing his voice. I think it's just been a great arrangement all the way around from the players working with him, but also him being back in a comfort zone, coaching defense and designing the schemes and executing all those things every week.
Kevin, before I let you go, look, man, they beat Alabama, number one. If they beat Texas, number one, I told Chase, I'm pretty sure that's somewhere in the book of Revelations. Right? Somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Yeah. You know, all I know is we're playing Ball State. Nobody knows next after this. It's one
yes.
game at a time. I'm just trying to go 1-0 this week.
Oh, no!
Thank you, James.
No!
Appreciate that, James. Good stuff there. Kevin, it's obviously, we wanted to have you on to talk Vanderbilt, but it also yesterday would have been Frankie's birthday, and it's hard to believe that it's been almost a year since we lost Frank Wycheck. Just – you know what? I know you made a post and did some reflection. You spent a lot of time with him, and obviously the late great Mark Howard as well. All those years in morning radio. What's maybe a memory that stands out about working with Frank?
Yeah, it was not lost on me that yesterday was his birthday, and he passed away early December of 2023. But yeah, I've definitely missed those guys. They're such a big part of my life for so long. Did the show with those two for 14 years and worked with Mark for 16. Blaine Bishop was on the show the last couple of years. We did the show and really enjoyed our time working with Blaine. But as far as, you know, Frankie, just such a special part of not only radio, but the Nashville sports community. And he's a terrific player for the Titans for a long time and a Pro Bowl tight end. But I just enjoyed more than the football stuff, I enjoyed talking about the little sort of geeky stuff that we shared because we're pretty much exactly the same age. He's about 2 weeks older than me. Whether it's Star Wars movies or talking about old rock bands or, you know, the stuff that we grew up with, we can certainly relate in those ways. So that was where I felt like I really connected with Frank when I first got to know him, more than just the football part of it, which was obviously a huge part of having him on our show.
It's funny, we did a giveaway a few weeks ago when Metallica announced that they were going to play two shows at Nissan Stadium, and the first person I thought of was Frankie, of how he'd be right in the middle of that for both. Now, I can remember he went to a Metallica show, and I turn on to listen to you guys. He's got no voice left. I don't know if he'd even been to sleep, but that was Frank. And or Frankie. I mean, there was Frank, who was the media guy and the former football player, and then there was Frankie that everybody, you know, got to know behind the scenes. But
nobody loved Metallica more than Frank. There's no doubt about that, man. He was ready to rock out to those dudes all the time.
No doubt. Kevin, always appreciate the chats with you, and go get him at Ball State or on West End against Ball State.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was talking about Blaine Bishop. That's his alma mater. I saw Blaine at the Titans game the other day, and we were joking around. Blaine's a Ball State grad, and his wife is a Vanderbilt grad, so it's one of those house-divided things this week. But, yeah, looking forward to it on Saturday, and appreciate you guys having us on, and really appreciate the radio partnership to carrying our games and all the programming. It's really been cool and special.
Absolutely. Always appreciate it, my friend.
All right, see you guys.
That is Kevin Ingram. He's the sideline reporter for Vanderbilt Radio, and of course you can hear that after the Preds game on 102.5. The pregame show will start on 94.9 The Fan, and then it will shift over to 102.5 The Game after the Preds on Saturday, and looking forward to that against Ball State. We'll come back, tell you what day it is, and also celebrity birthdays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.